Because I am sick, I will not be doing a concert today. So we will go to our second class, the class on the Govinda Lilamrita. Sri Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Chapter 7, Part 1, Morning Pastimes, The Groves of Radhakund. To the north of the Radhakund area is the courtyard named Ananga Rangambuja, within which is a pleasant golden plantain and bakula grove, which is in the shape of an 8-petaled lotus. The courtyard itself is in the shape of a 1,000-petaled lotus, whose lovely whorl is fashioned of glittering golden mosaics. In this pleasant lotus courtyard, there are many nice places which are extremely suitable for the Lord's pastimes. Right by this courtyard is the opulent palace named Lalita Nandana, where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the monarchs of Vrindavan Forest, reign. This palace is pleasant in every season. It is decorated and maintained by Lalita's student Kalavati, and it is the abode of various pastimes for the divine couple. Around the golden quarrel of this 1,000-petaled lotus courtyard are various rings, each one twice as large as the preceding one. The first ring is a grove of ruby-colored bakula trees. Next is a grove of kadamba trees fashioned from various jewels. Next are 5 pavilions fashioned from gold, lapis lazuli, sapphire, crystal, and ruby. Within these pavilions are many handsome pairs of beasts, birds, humans, and demigods, all splendidly decorated with ornaments made of various jewels. In this courtyard, there are also many other bakula and other trees, glistening with wonderful flowers and leaves in 5 different colors. In the middle of this lotus whorl is also a great treasury building filled knee-deep with precious gems. In the 8 petals of the lotus-shaped grove, there are many smaller groves filled with Ashoka trees and creepers, which bear white, red, green, yellow, and blue flowers, even down to their roots. In the northwest petal, there is a pleasant grove of Ashoka trees. This grove is named Vasanta Sukhada, and it is filled with the musical sounds of many bumblebees and cuckoos. The grove named Sri Padma Mandir is situated in the southwestern petal. It has a 4-sided wall with windows and 4 gates. These 4 walls are decorated with wonderfully colorful designs and pictures, fashioned from various jewels. Within this grove, Sri Krishna and the gopis enjoy their Purva Rag and other pastimes. Within this grove, Lord Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance and other pastimes wonderfully arranged by Lalita Devi. Just outside this grove, Lord Krishna killed Putana, Arista, and other demons. The palace in this grove is fashioned in the form of a lotus flower. The central room is like a splendid jeweled filament of that lotus flower. The inner chambers around that room are like the inner whorl of that lotus flower. The 16 walls that surround that palace are like the petals of that lotus flower. Above these 16 palaces were many palatial turrets and spires, and between them there were many palaces also. These walls were supported by rows of crystal columns and had red coral roofs. These roofs were decorated with great jeweled spires with glistening tops. Above these two roofs, there is a third set of very tall spires, which delight the eyes of the divine couple, and the residents of Vrindavan as well. The bases of the walls were decorated with wonderfully colorful jewel designs and pictures. Staircases from the walls led in all directions to beautiful mosaic pavements. At the far boundaries of these extensive mosaic pavements are a series of very tall trees. The boundary of this mosaic pavement is decorated with nice flowers and fruits. It is known as Kali Ratnakara. The treasury of jewels where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates enjoy transcendental pastimes. In the grove to the southeast is a lotus-shaped jeweled swing facing east and west, and expertly suspended between two branches of a bakula tree. The swing was placed between two tilting branches of the bakula tree that shades a pleasant garden below. The swing was firmly tied to the tree with four stout silken ropes. The area around the swing was perfectly level plain. The bakula tree was enclosed by a little fence formed of 8 rubies and 8 red corals, each as large as one's hand. In this mosaic floor is a jeweled design resembling a colorful 16-petaled lotus flower. This lotus flower has 8 gates in its filament and 2 gates in its southern petal. The swing was suspended from 2 poles. It has splendid pillows on its seat, back, and sides. The seat is upholstered with golden and multicolored cloth sewn with pearls resembling glittering moons. The 8 principal gopis stand in the petals, and the other gopis melodiously sing. As Vrinda Devi moves, Srimati Radharani and the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead, who are seated on the swing. This place, where Srimati Radharani and the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead sit on the lotus-like swing in the presence of all their associates, is known as Madan Andolana Tirtha. In the northeast is a lake and grove of Madhavi creepers, where the Lord enjoys various pastimes. This place, in the shape of an 8-petaled lotus flower, is named Madhavananda Tirtha. To the north of this place is a grove named Sitambuja Kunj, which is in the shape of a white lotus flower. The filament of this lotus-shaped grove is studded with jewels. Its whorl is made of gold, and its petals consist of various groves and gardens. These groves are shaded by many bending trees, embraced by flowering Mali jasmine creepers. The blossoming punaga flowers make the grove seem to be always flooded by silver moonlight. The eastern grove is named Kunja Sitambuja Tirtha, the blue lotus flower. It has a golden whorl with smaller groves as its petals. It is filled with bending trees embraced by golden creepers. Its many tamal trees make it appear to be filled with glistening sapphires. The southern petal is a grove named Kunja Aruna Ambuja Tirtha, the grove in the shape of a red lotus flower. It is filled with blossoming clove creepers. Its center and outskirts are decorated with rubies and other precious gems. The western petal is a grove named Hemambuja Tirtha, or the golden lotus flower. From center to circumference, it is made of gold. It is filled with creepers and blossoming champaka trees. In this way, there are various groves in the north and other directions. The different colors and features of these groves astonish the eyes of the visitor. These groves are very dear to Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. These groves are filled with sublimely fragrant red, green, yellow, and blue lotus flowers. The northeast, southeast, southwest, and northwest groves are filled with blossoming champak flowers. The east, north, south, and west are filled with blossoming Madhavi creepers. In these groves, some trees had their glistening, tilting branches tangled together, and others had their branches neatly separated. These groves were filled with the delightful sweet sounds of the blue, yellow, and red parrots, cuckoos, and bumblebees. These groves appeared to be a great palace in Radhakund. The budding and blossoming flowers growing on the land and in the water of these groves and lake provide various ornaments, garments, couches, awnings, and other paraphernalia. To decorate the Radhakund area, the red, white, yellow, and blue lotus flowers made a wonderful and colorful picture in all directions. In the middle of this 16-petaled lotus flower, there are four gates guarded by an army of softly buzzing bees. Beyond those gates is a charming jeweled garden filled with blossoming flowers, fresh buds, and arrow-like twigs. The porches of these four gates are shaded by the long branches of nearby trees and constantly protected and maintained by Manjumukhi Dasi, the expert student of Vishakha Devi. In the middle of this green garden is a regal garden grove named Vishakha Nandana or Madana Sukhada. It is the abode of bliss for Brajabhumi's eyes. It is completely inundated by the nectar flood of Lord Sri Sri Radha Bakari's pastimes. In the east is a wonderful grove named Chitranandana Tirtha, the bestower of wonderful bliss. In this grove is a wonderful swing with wonderful palaces, wonderful courtyards, wonderful mosaic floors, bees, wonderful colorful birds, many dark trees, many wonderful jewels and many wonderful trees and creepers. In the southeast is the grove named Porneindu Kunj, the full moon. This grove is decorated with a beautiful pastime couch and other paraphernalia. This grove delights the Gopi Induleka. This grove has a courtyard where the floor is paved with crystal and moonstones. The entire place is made very colorful by the Pundarika lotus flowers, Kairava lotus flowers, and Mulli jasmine flowers. There are many creepers and trees bearing beautiful flowers, and there are charming sounds of the bumblebees, cuckoos, and parrots. Even in this age of Kali, during the full moon night, beautifully dressed Radha and Krishna come here with their gopi associates and enjoy transcendental pastimes unseen by the conditioned souls. In the south is a grove named Champakalata Nandada Kunja, the grove that delights Champakalata. The land and everything else there is golden. It is filled with golden flowers and golden creepers. There are many wonderful golden lotus flowers. There are golden courtyards with golden mosaic floors. There are golden pavilions and golden swings. There are golden birds and golden complexion servants. One day, Srimati Radharani dressed herself in golden garments, and decorating her body with golden cosmetics, she entered this golden grove, so expertly camouflaged that even Lord Krishna did not notice that she was standing before him. One day, Lord Krishna camouflaged himself in the same way, with golden garments and cosmetics, and in the same way, he remained unobserved as he overheard his beloved Radharani's description of their love to her intently listening gopi friends. One day, Padma sent Jatila to this grove to find Radharani. And when Jatila looked at the throne where Radha and Krishna were seated, she could see Lord Krishna only, for Radharani's golden complexion and garments so nicely camouflaged her. In that grove is wonderful dining area and kitchen, where expert Champakalata and Vrindadevi happily cook picnic lunches for their masters, the divine couple. In the southwest is the grove named Rangadevi Sukaprad, the grove that delights Rangadevi, which greatly expands the pleasure and happiness of Srimati Radharani. Everything in this grove is blue. There are blue tamal trees, whose branches are embraced by blue creepers, and there are courtyards, whose cobblestones are blue sapphires. The blue environment makes it easy to not see Lord Krishna. One day, when Mukara and the other elderly gopis entered this grove and met Radha and Krishna, they could see Radha only, so perfectly did Lord Krishna's blue complexion camouflage him. In the west is a grove named Tunga Vidyanandan, the grove that delights Tunga Vidya. Everything in this grove is red. There are red trees with red flowers and leaves. Their branches embraced by red creepers. There is a red pavilion and a red swing. There is a courtyard where the cobblestones are rubies. In the northwest, there is a grove named Sudevi Sukadakunj, the grove that delights Sudevi. Everything in this grove is green. There are green trees, green creepers, green birds, and a courtyard paved with emeralds. In the north is a grove named Salila Kamala Sadma, the house of the water lotus. It is sublimely beautiful, being protected by Ananga Manjari. It appears like a 16-petaled lotus flower surrounded by water. Its glistening sapphires, rubies, and moonstones appear to be waves in a lake, and its other jewels appear to be water lilies, lotuses, bumblebees, swans, and other beautiful forms. Sri Radheva Hare Stadiya Sarasi Prestad Bhutai Swaya Gunayar Yasyang Sri Yuta Madhavendur Aninshan Priya Taya Kriditi Premasmin Bhatta Radhika Dev Labante Yasyang Sakrit Snanakrit Tasyavai Mahima Tata Madhurima Kenastu Varnya Shatau. Because of its wonderfully transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and great transcendental bliss. Whoever bathes just once in Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kund? Sri Radha Kund is full of wonderful transcendental qualities, just like those of Srimati Radharani herself. Sri Radha Kund is as dear to Lord Hari as Srimati Radharani is herself. Lord Sri Madhavendu eternally enjoys loving pastimes with Srimati Radharani on the shore of Radha Kund. One who bathes even only once in the waters of Radha Kund attains pure love for Krishna. So now I'm going to read some more verses about Radha Kund. So, these verses appear in Srila Prabhupada's book, Nectar of Instruction. So we pick up from text number 9. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavad vrindaranyam udarapani ramanat tatrapi govardhana radhakundam ihapi gokulapate premamrita plavanat kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam viveki natka. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world. Because the Lord appeared there, superior to Mathura is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan because of Krishna's Rasalila pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarian praying of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? Text 10. Kamibya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayor gyaninas tevyo gyani vamukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tevyasta pashupala pankaja drishas tabyo pisa radhika preshta tadvad iyam tadiya sadasi tam nashrayet ka kriti. In the Shastra it is said that of all types of fruitive workers, one who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. And of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, known as Gyanis, one who is practically liberated by virtue of knowledge may take to devotional service. That person is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained praying, pure love of Krishna, is superior. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental cowherd boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. Her kund, or lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kund and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, aprakritbhav, rendering loving service to the divine couple Sri Sri Radha Govinda, who perform their Ashtakaliya Leela, their eternal eightfold daily pastimes? Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kund are the most fortunate people in the universe. And finally, verse number 11. Krishnots yachai pranayavasati prayasibyopi radha kundam chasya munibir abhitastad dhigyeva vyadyai yat preshtar apyalam asulabam king punarabhakti bhajam tat premedam sakridapi sarasnatur avikshkroti. Of the many objects of favored delight, and of all the lovable damsels of Brajabhumi. Srimati Radharani is certainly the most treasured object of Krishna's love. And in every respect, her divine kund is described by great sages as being similarly dear to him. Undoubtedly, Radha Kund is very rarely attained even by the great devotees. Therefore, it is even more difficult for ordinary devotees to attain. If one simply bathes once within those holy waters, one's pure love of Krishna is fully aroused. So that ends today's webcast. Saturday night, we will do another webcast. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.